But the thing about work, it can be a place of a bit of passive aggressiveness. It can be a place where, you know, colleagues are doing bad stuff. And we've got this listener that's submitted a bit of a story, a bit of a dilemma. And we wanted to get Struthless69 back in the studio to give us a bit of a breakdown on what should be done here. Now, man, you don't know what I'm about to tell you, right?
I certainly don't.
But this guy, he wants to be anonymous. He's super scared that he's going to get caught. So we'll just say that a listener has emailed in. He said, hey, guys, I'm going to sort of paraphrase it here, but he says basically he works in like an AV warehouse. So a lot of like audio visual, a lot of cables going around. And he's got a colleague called Bazza. And what he says about Bazza is this guy is pretty passive aggressive, pretty rude. And he's sort of only there because he's good at his job, right? That's the only reason he's still there.
That's a good reason to keep someone.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically one day Bazza comes in and he's like, hey, I need some cables to be tested, right? They're for this job coming up and I need you to test them all for me. Now, this listener's thinking, well, no, these have been tested like a month ago. I don't need to do that again. Like, we don't test them that often, dude. And Bazza said, no, every time we use them, we have to test them, which is apparently just not how things work at this place.
Imagine that would slow things down.
Yeah, seems a little inconvenient, seems a bit bad. And so apparently this testing took 3 hours of this guy's day and basically he tests the cable, it's fine. Or the cables, I'm sure it was more than one. Anyway, next morning he arrives to work to see this late night email. It says, now I need you to test this other really specific cable. There's only one of it. It's like a huge one that they use all the time. And again, he was just like thinking, well, why would I have to do that? You know, I don't get it. This gets used all the time. It was probably used yesterday. Like, it's fine. But he didn't want to have another bit of a beef, so he just did it. Anyway, apparently, when they went to inspect this cable to test it, it wasn't working. So then they take off like the lid. I don't know how cables work, but sort of like they go to inspect it, and all the little wires inside are broken. It's been snapped, right? And the way it was sort of, it was a very clean break. So they're like, this hasn't happened through natural wear and tear kind of thing. Basically, they went and reviewed the security footage to find Bazza goes into the storeroom at about 11 p.m. with pliers and comes out again with the pliers and puts them back. And this listener thinks that it was Bazza that chopped the wire to sabotage this guy, which doesn't, I don't know what that's going to achieve. Does he want to get him fired or what? But that's just a very extreme case of when you have just colleagues that are riding your ass, they just hate you. How do you deal with that, man?
What a strange reaction as well. I mean, to be in that tiny little microcosm, that petty little petri dish,
and
just have this, you know, germ attacking your blood.
Yeah,
that's
very
awful.
Bitter germ, I feel like, this Bazza. And
every workplace has them, though.
What do you reckon it stems from?
I think it's a case by case basis on people. I don't know if workplaces tend to breed them. I mean, obviously some workplaces are more toxic than others, but I think that toxicity definitely comes from individual people.
Mm-hmm.
I had this one workplace bully back in 2014, not to name names, Kate, I hate you. and she was just a nasty piece of work. But the more I looked at her, the more I could just see, you know, her life wasn't going great. Yeah. She would have been late 30s, sort of single, hungover most days. And after I realized that, I'm like, oh, this has nothing to do with me. It's everything to do with you, Kate.
What kind of stuff would Kate do to make your life hard?
She would call me awful names, particularly in emails, which I found kind of weird. I'm like, Kate, that's in writing.
Super traceable.
I'm no bully expert, but come on, Kate. Tighten your game. Lift your game here, Kate.
What kind of stuff?
Just all sorts of words we can't say on radio.
Really? Like that full on?
Oh, she was
just
a very full on.
Hey, idiot. Like worse than that.
No, it was bad words.
Like the C word?
Like the C word. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And not in the Australian affectionate way.
Not in the how you going C word.
Yeah.
No, none of that. None of that. It was like, I refuse to work with this C word. Now, I'm no C word. I mean, my name starts with a C, but that's, you know, I've since looked into my soul to be like, what do I have in common with her description of me?
Mm.
A little bit, but not enough to warrant that. You know what I mean?
Well, let's just say, I guess we got to find a solution here. Before I let you go, how does our listener do this? He doesn't want to start beef and have it be a continued problem.
Mm-hmm.
I guess is the best way to just think, well, I'm not the issue, and look for all the flaws in this Bazza guy and think, okay, you've clearly got your stuff messed up, or is revenge in order here?
See, back in 2014, I think I would have taken the Buddhist approach.
Yeah.
I think I would have said, you know, live and let live. Bazza's got some problems. You're a symptom. You're not the cause, right? Nowadays, I say screw it, man. That plier video, that sounds pretty damn
convincing. It's a smoking gun.
Yeah, that's evidence. You know, some 12 Angry Men stuff right there.
So you reckon do the dibba-dobber approach?
I reckon, yeah, snitches get stitches, but also snitches get a good workplace.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, if they're listening, hey, this is what you got to do. And don't confront Bazza, do you think?
Oh, if you want to. I mean, only for the satisfaction. I think I'm kind of confrontational. I think I'd just say it to him.
Right, yeah.
But I mean, I don't know the nuances of working in this, you know, cable.
Yeah, it's hard
place.
When... Yeah, exactly. I mean, cable politics, man, it's...
Who knows?
It's a high-flying world. But hey, if you have any advice, or if you want any of your sort of dilemmas solved, please hit us up. You can always call 951-49500. You can email us to SCR, get in touch on Twitter. Say, hey, Bryce and Struthless, man, I have this real bad issue. Bryce V. Mills is my Twitter. If you want to direct any confidential concerns, let us know.
Thank you. This has been Office Politics Dolly Doctor.
Yeah. Man, I think we might start a little magazine segment just for, maybe the Business Insider.
Absolutely.
Business Doctor, Dolly Doctor for that.
I quite like that.
We're on that. All right, hell yeah. We'll see you next week, man.
Catch you next week.